Do you sometimes feel like you're rushing from one place to another? When our lives get busy, it can feel like we don't have a moment to breathe. And mindfulness is sometimes called the art of slowing down or stopping, tuning in and paying attention to our surroundings. And one of my favorite ways to do this is with a walk and meditation. So grab your headphones and come for a walk with me outside. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello my friend, I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. I'm coming to you on location in northwest England, the Transpennine Trail, which is a really lovely walk. I would recommend it if you're anywhere near. Apologies in advance if the sound quality isn't quite as good as normal. It's a bit of an experiment today. We're going to be doing a walk and meditation so you can follow along either outside in your park, in your garden, or in your house. One of the things that we've talked about before is being present and taking joy from whatever it is that we're doing without having a purpose or a goal in mind. So when we wash the dishes, we don't wash the dishes to get the chore over with and get back to the TV. We don't wash the dishes to even have clean dishes. We simply wash the dishes to wash the dishes, by focusing our awareness without judgment on whatever it is that we're doing. We can start to find joy in everything we do, even the mundane. And the same applies to walking. Most of the time, walking is to get us from A to B. And while we're walking, we're thinking about the task that needs to be done once we get there. Walking meditation is different. We don't walk to arrive anywhere. We've already arrived in the present moment. We don't even do a walking meditation to make ourselves calm or happy, because having goals for meditation tends to get in the way. We walk simply to enjoy each step, to be present with walking, giving ourselves permission to let go of worries about the future and regrets from the past. That being said, there's lots of evidence to show that walking in nature is very good for our well-being. Even thinking about nature can relax us and lift our mood. When we walk mindfully, we walk slowly. So as you're walking now, slowing down the pace to a couple of steps for your in-breath, a couple of steps for your out-breath. We're going to focus our attention on different things as we go, beginning with the contact that our feet have with the ground, and then how our body moves when we walk. Noticing our breath, our thoughts. And then we're going to focus externally and spend some time giving 10 breaths to different things that we see along the way. And whether you're in a park, in your garden, on your street, or at home, you can stop walking for a few moments and really focus your attention, even if it's something that you've walked past a million times before, and see it through new eyes. It's what we call beginner's mind in the practice. But we're going to begin with the contact that our feet have with the floor. And as you're slowing down, you can begin to notice the pressure of your feet on the ground. As you take each step, you can feel that pressure begin at the heel of your foot and flow through the sole to the toes, then lifting from the heel, really focusing on that feeling, noticing the connection with the earth. As we do this, we can notice thoughts arrive and leave, not being swept away by those thoughts, but smiling to them, accepting them, letting them go, and turning our attention to the feeling of walking on the earth. We might feel some gratitude for our feet, being aware of how important they are for getting us around. And now continuing to breathe for a few moments while we focus our attention on the feeling of our feet on the ground. I have arrived. I am home in the here and in the now. We can widen that spotlight of awareness to the rest of our body, noticing firstly the feeling in our leg muscles, how that effort and energy moves us from one step to another. We can notice the bend in our knees. We might notice how our arms move when we walk. Whether you're feeling warm or cold. Noticing any areas of tension that might be in your back, in your brow. We don't necessarily have to do anything with that. We can just notice that it's there. Just bringing the spotlight of awareness to your whole body as you walk. I have arrived. I am home in the here and in the now. And we can notice our breath, that column of air between our nose and our diaphragm. Noticing every aspect of it. We might start with the rhythm, noticing where an in-breath ends and an out-breath begins. And where an out-breath ends and an in-breath begins. And you might notice how your in-breath feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. You might notice how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. Your stomach falls as you breathe out. I have arrived. I am home in the here and in the now. And as we're walking, you might notice yourself becoming distracted by worries or regrets. That's okay, of course. We don't judge ourselves for having a busy mind. In fact, we can take a moment to focus our awareness on the mind, allowing thoughts to enter our awareness. Noticing what feelings we have attached to those thoughts, and allowing them to leave again. Smiling to our thoughts, even our difficult thoughts. Not seeing them as the enemy, because the mind is a tool that we use, and we are more than our thoughts. Taking a moment to see our mind as a sky, with thoughts passing through like clouds. And if you're outside, you might look up to the sky now and see those clouds. I have arrived. I am home in the here and in the now. Spending a little bit of time noticing what you can hear. Be somebody passing on a bicycle. It could be bird song. The birds are definitely out today. Might be an aeroplane passing overhead. Children playing in the far distance. Just noticing what you can hear. You might notice if you've got any thoughts that arise from those sounds, any feelings. Again, just noticing them without being swept away. And now for the last 10 minutes, I'm going to do an exercise called 10 Breaths, which a friend of mine from the York Sangha, Susie, introduced me to. Which is an excellent way to practice mindfulness. So, whether you're inside or outside, you stop your walking meditation for 10 breaths and just hold an object in your attention. So as we're walking along, just looking for something that you can focus your awareness on. That might be a tree or flowers. and just noticing every aspect about it. Its size, its color, its texture. I stood in front of a bluebell flower. And there's not too many flowers on the trail today, so I'm very grateful to see those. And flowers are a great way to practice 10 breaths. You can notice its color, the stamen, how many leaves it has. And as I'm looking at it, I'm just noticing that there's a very, very small green caterpillar that's having a little munch on it. And these are the kind of things that you notice when you stop for a moment and just take a little bit of time to look more closely. And then once you're finished, return into your walking meditation. Focus in your awareness on soles of your feet. Imprinting peace upon the earth. In the words of Thay, Thich Nhat Hanh, and just giving yourself a little bit of time to find the next thing that you want to stop at. Not putting any pressure on yourself to find something, just doing it in your own time. I think what I'm going to stop at is some nettles, and wherever you are in the world, if you have nettles, you probably don't like them very much because they sting. You only have to brush against them to get quite a painful rash from them. So you generally avoid them and don't spend too much time looking. I'm just going to take 10 breaths to appreciate a few things about them, and I let you have a look at whatever you're focusing your attention on. And then returning to our walking meditation. I've arrived. I am home. In the here. And in the now. And let's stop at one more thing for 10 breaths. Focusing 100% of our awareness on it. Trying to appreciate all the different dimensions of it. And I've stopped at an oak tree, which a bluebird has just landed on. If you don't know the European bluebird, I'd recommend looking it up. It's an absolutely beautiful bird. There it goes. And on the oak tree, ivy has completely covered the lower half of the trunk. But in the upper half, it's looking very healthy. Beautiful leaves of the oak tree. And the oak is the symbol of my hometown, which is Derry. So I always love to run across an oak tree. Stopping for 10 breaths to appreciate it. And returning to our walk and meditation again. As I walk past a very nice spaniel, hello. And as we draw this guided meditation to a close, feeling some gratitude towards yourself for taking some time to focus on your well-being, your peace. Because as Thich Nhat Hanh always says, nothing is more important than your peace. I hope you've enjoyed this. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've